following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge Family? Pastor David here with today's Refuge Daily. I have found my way back into Megabit's room in the children's ministry. What is that? He's there too. I don't know who he is, but he's there. I got a quick story and a scripture and a devo I want to share with you. But first, I want to introduce you to this guy right here. This is a blue plastic ring. If you remember, if you've had kids, there's like the rings that start big and they get smaller and smaller and you just kind of stack them. And so that's one of the rings. As I was leaving work today, my son Judah, a little over 2.5 years old, picks up that blue ring, this guy right here, and wants to give it to me. He was adamant that dad takes this to work today. And I remember my first reaction being like, buddy, dad doesn't need this. Like this is a toy that stays with you. But he was adamant. And I started thinking, I'm like, man, this is something that my son loves. He loves these toys. And he wanted to give his dad a gift. He wanted to give something to me. And I was like, bud, do you want dad to take this to work? He's like, yeah. So I took it, gave him a big hug, gave him a kiss. I said, thank you so much, buddy. I love you. Thank you for sharing your toy with me. And I took it to work. Another story. Over this weekend, I got to hang out with some very close friends for a birthday party. And there was a, for a kid's birthday party. And there was a moment towards the end of the party where there was a couple of people that did worship for the kiddos. And they were singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And I'm seeing my son, and I'm seeing kids around his age, 2 and 3, doing all the hand motions, dancing, singing so loud that Jesus loves them. And I was like, you know what? That night was such a blessing to see kids do that, to see young kids doing that. This right here, this little plastic blue, you know, ring, not necessarily a blessing in and of itself, but represents such a blessing to me that my son Judah would want dad to have his toy. It's a blessing, you know what I mean? My kids are a blessing. And it really made me think this morning. It's found in the book of James, and you guys are probably very familiar with this Bible verse or this passage of scripture. It's in James 1, and so James is talking about the different, you know, enduring when we face trials and what that produces, what kind of character that produces or the qualities it produces in the believer. It talks about not showing favoritism and things like that. And once you get down towards the middle to end of chapter 1, it talks about, again, loving God under the trials we face. But then it kind of shifts, talks about temptation, and then it shifts and it says this in verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. Now, when I was thinking about that party that I was at and I was seeing the kids, that was a blessing. It was a gift. When I think about this blue ring right here, it's a blessing. It's a gift. And all of those things, you know, and I'm sure you guys can think in your life, the really big things, the really big blessings in our life, or maybe the smaller ones, or maybe the ones that we don't think about that often. The fact that if you are listening to this right now, you are able to hear what I'm saying. That's a gift that God has given you the ability to hear. The fact that you're able to process the sound waves and understand what I'm saying. That is a gift. That is a blessing, right? Every single gift, whether it be big, small, or ones that we don't even think of, are meant to point us back to the gift giver, which is God, the Father of lights, whom there is no variation or shadow of turning, meaning he is somebody that is consistent. He is him all the time. He is good all the time. He is merciful all the time. He is loving all the time. And so my encouragement for you and for myself as well, and almost a reminder, I don't even know if I'd say a sobering reminder, but a reminder to me and a challenge to myself is, man, there are so many things in my life. There are gifts, there are blessings in my life that I take for granted at times. Or I just kind of accept, like, you know, like I talked about, the fact that I can hear and I can see. Those are things that I rarely spend time thanking God for because I don't think about it that often. But if we really sit and think, man, these are blessings. These are good gifts that God has given us. And again, it's meant to be a giant arrow sign pointing us back to the one who gave us the gift. If you think of, you know, when you're driving down Beach Boulevard, right, and you see the different car dealerships, or you see the, you know, whatever, and you see the people with the arrows, and they're doing the you know, spinning the arrow around their neck, they're doing flips, they're going crazy, right? It gets your attention, and the arrow is not what is supposed to, you know, attract. The arrow is not the end game, right? The arrow is meant to be, you know, to grab your attention, to point you to the place, or to direct you to the place where the attention should be. And so this right here is not the end goal, right? This, my God used my son this morning to remind me that my God is a great gift giver, that he is the great blesser. He's the one who blesses us, not because we deserve it, because Lord knows, and you know, and I know that we do not deserve any of the gifts that God gives us, but he gives it anyways, because that's the kind of father he is. And that's crazy. You know, I don't think I was planning on sharing this, but the thought of, like, man, you know the areas in your life that you don't measure up, right? Which is all areas, spoiler alert, right? We know the areas that we struggle with. I know my areas of struggle way more than you know my areas of struggle. You know your areas of struggle way more than I know them about you. And that God, who still knows all of our struggles, our insecurities, our sin, whatever it may be, he still blesses you. He still loves you. He's still with you and he's still faithful to you. That's crazy. Can we just be blown away by how awesome God is, right? He's amazing. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above. The gifts in of themselves are meant to point back to our Creator and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. Refuge family, let that bless you today. Again, the challenge is for you to look at the arrows in your life, the gifts and the blessings of your life, and then have those things point to the God who gives them to you freely, and thank that God for what he does. We love you. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life